friends and our therapists. This is Yujung, and here on the Thirsty for Art podcast, we talk all about growing as art therapists and professionals, as well as growing our online businesses. Welcome to the podcast, and let's dive in. Today, we are going to talk all about promoting yourself and why you need to do that and how to put yourself out there. All right, so building your own community and audience, I think, is the number one thing that has helped me launch my own business from scratch. And so I think that if you're working online, so this is not pertaining to in-person stuff, then community is really everything. I think that it's where you get your clients. Community is where you get your clients. It's the basis of your business. It's the foundation, essentially. And so without it, I think that it can be very difficult. And if you ever searched for business help and things like that, and marketing and everything, you know, you would notice that all business help and tip and advice is really about community. How to build it, how to start it, how to nurture it, how to grow it. Yeah, so it's really the community that's the essence, you know, of really building your business and getting clients. So now I'm going to share the number one thing that's going to help you in building that community and actually leveraging that community of people so that they support your business. And that is, I know I said it in the beginning of this episode, it's promoting. It's selling yourself. It's marketing yourself. All those three things are pretty much the same thing. So yeah, you got to promote yourself. Promote yourself, promote yourself, promote yourself. And that's what it means when we say you got to put yourself out there. Promoting yourself is basically, you know, AKA just putting yourself out there. That's what it is. So many of the questions around art therapy business I get is like, how do I find clients? How do I increase my income? How do I start the business? How do I get booked? And how to identify my ideal client? All those things, all of them, basically involves promoting yourself. AKA marketing yourself. So promoting yourself is so important. And I know that it's something that we do not learn in our training, but it is one of the most important skills or ability, no matter where we are at, no matter, you know, what position we hold, even for those who are employed 9 to 5. Yeah, still, you got to put yourself out there, don't you? You got to share about yourself. You got to share about art therapy, right? I hear a lot of art therapists just saying, you know, those who are employed in agency settings, like saying, oh, you know, how do I promote art therapy? How do I market art therapy to the people around me, to my coworkers, to the admin, to people, yeah, in the workplace? So I know that marketing and promoting yourself and your art therapy services is a skill that can be applied anywhere you are at. It can be so advantageous to know how to do that. So you might be thinking right now, okay, I definitely know that I want to promote myself. I know it's important and it's going to take me to places where I want to be. So the question is, how do I promote myself, right? How do you do that? This question actually can be quickly solved with a Google search. Honestly, it's, you know, it's out there. There's just tons of methods, techniques, apps you can use, things you can do. All these tips and, you know, methods are out there at the tip of your fingertips. But, you know, so many people do not even get started, right? Do not get started with promoting / marketing or putting themselves out there. or either they put their toe in the water and then they quickly take it back. So they don't do it afterwards, right? But the power of promoting yourself and sharing yourself comes from doing it repeatedly and regularly. So many people do not even start, even though they know some of the things that they need to do to promote themselves, right? And the reason is because they're not decided if they really want to promote or not. They're actually in this kind of like dilemma stage. Do I really need to promote or can I not do it? Or, you know, they're not really decided. So there is not a big reason for them to promote themselves, right? But you have to get real here. If you are 100% decided on marketing and selling yourself, you're going to do it. Like, if you really believe in it, if you are decided on it, then you are committed to it, right? So you will do it. You will market. But, you know, often the problem is that we haven't decided if we actually want to market or not. So it's a matter of, like, decision. Like, you have to make that decision. And a lot of times when we're finding ourselves struggling with marketing, is because we're unsure. It seems like a scary thing to do. And so, oh, do I really want to do it? Because it's scary, right? So what I'm trying to say here is that the real answer to the question, how do you promote yourself, is that answer that you're seeking is not some kind of methodology, because the methodology is always out there. You can do different things. You can try and see what works. But we're talking about how to get over the fear of marketing yourself. That is the thing we're talking about, really, because when we do get over that fear, then the methods come to us. The methods are already there. Does that make sense? So that is what we're going to really talk about here today, talking about how to get over the fear of marketing ourselves. Because once you get over it and when you've decided to market yourself, it's so much easier than you think. So there are two big roots to our fear of promoting ourselves. Like, what is the real fear? There are two fears. One is imposter syndrome. Yeah. Again, it has popped up. I know I've been talking about imposter syndrome a lot. I feel like that. I don't know if I really did talk about it a lot in podcasts, but imposter syndrome is a big one. And I would have to put a parenthesis here. Parenthesis, self-worth, parenthesis, confidence, right? It's all in one, right? Imposter syndrome, self-worth, and confidence. They're all in one because we feel a lack of worth or lack of confidence. It's hard for us to promote. And the second big reason for our fear of promoting is we're afraid of judgment from others, right? What would people think? And what would certain people think? But if you really think about it, the imposter syndrome and the judgment from others, those two types of fears we have of promoting ourselves actually are one and the same thing, right? Essentially, they are the same. It's basically judgment, right? Judgment that we're not enough. Judgment that we're somehow wrong. Judgment. But what is judgment? Judgment is just a thought. Right? Judgment is just a belief. And, you know, belief is just a collection or compilation, I guess, of thoughts, basically. Belief is just thoughts. So to turn this around or to make it so much easier on ourselves to do what we need to do and decide on promoting ourselves, even when we do have the fear, so to take the charge out of that fear, one way to do that is to believe the opposite, to believe something else, believe something different, right? Because the belief about judgment of others, the belief about our own self-worth and confidence, / am I able to do this? Am I qualified? All those things are beliefs. So we just turn them around. If you believe in yourself and you believe in your work and in a very deep, strong way, you would not feel vulnerable to judgment of others or judgment from your own self, right? Actually, you won't have a lot of judgment of your own self, and thus you won't be affected so much by whatever judgment other people have. So believing in yourself is so important. Believing in your work, aka art therapy, is very important to get over or make it easier for yourself to move through the fear, right? The other question that you might be having is like, how do I believe in myself more? Right? How do I turn this around? I hinted the answer to this earlier, but you have to believe differently. Belief is just a belief. It's just a thought in our minds. And thus we can change our thoughts, right? That's what we always are trying to do with our clients. So why not try it on us? Just try a different thought and repeatedly think that thought, repeatedly do that, or basically kind of assume, right? I'm already good enough. I am already worthy enough. I am already ready. I'm already confident. I'm so confident, right? I feel so confident. I feel so good about myself, about my work as an art therapist, right? So believe in that thought, meaning repeatedly think that thought, right? Repeat that to yourself. Repeat that affirmation. Assume it. Or even just pretend. Pretend. Pretend that you already are that person who believes in that, who believes in themselves, believes in their worth, believes that they are good enough as an art therapist, no matter what. And the little trick I want to throw in here is something that I always do with my own self, and that is to affirm. So use affirmations when you are in a relaxed state. So that might be like before sleep or as you wake up, as you're kind of like drifting off to sleep in your nap, or you're resting horizontally and just daydreaming. In that kind of relaxed state, it's good to do your affirmations, right? And I shared those affirmations just now, right? I believe in myself, I'm confident, I'm worthy, right? All those things. And I'm going to go in depth on changing beliefs and what kind of method I use to overcome all kinds of obstacles in my career and really achieve a lot in my business and work. And that's going to be in a separate episode, so stay tuned for that. But you might be wondering, what actions can I really take now? Okay, Yujung, you gave me a good starting point, but give me some good action things to do in the meantime as I affirm, right? Then here are the action steps that you can take, okay? If you want to take notes, you're welcome to do that. I have 5 steps that you can take. Number one is just promote that stuff. Promote it. Just do it, do it, do it. Give yourself that energy of being pumped up and just do it, okay? Maybe there's a day where you feel more confident than other days, then that is the day to do it, okay? Yeah, just ask yourself, do I have the amount of clients that I want to have? Ask yourself that. If not, let's go promote that. All right, so do it. Whatever it is, do not think it's imperfect. Do not think it's not enough. Just do it and see, okay? Take messy actions, definitely. It's better to take messy action than not do anything at all and feel stuck. So number one, just promote that stuff. Just do it. Number two, take baby steps. I love this. I use this on myself a lot. I did this with my YouTube. I did this with my Instagram. Whenever I have to, you know, record myself, I would just, you know, take baby steps. I would just write out a script, write out an idea and leave it at that. And then another day I record, but I don't record with the intention of posting it. So it's just a little practice. And I, you know, built upon that and I took baby steps. And so it's so much easier, I know, to take baby steps instead of trying to do huge things at once. So number two is just take baby steps. Number three is follow a template, right? Follow what other people are doing. Follow what they are sharing, right? So if you see something that's inspirational online, some kind of marketing post by someone else, take that as inspiration. Let that be kind of a guide for you, or better yet, have a mentor, have a coach who teaches these things, marketing and promoting yourself, right? This is what we all kind of help each other out in our Visionary Art Therapist membership. So just have some inspiration, have a guide where you can just use the structure that's laid out for you, okay? So it's easier, so you don't have to think too much. And number four is launch something that's low risk. So if you have a big thing in mind, so let's say you have like a retreat that you want to promote yourself for, then maybe it's not that easy for you to do it, to promote that, right? It's like a big thing. It costs a lot for the clients, whatever, whatever. Then you could try something that's more low risk. So promoting something that's free, promoting something really simple, like just sharing yourself, that might be just low risk too. Just, hey, I am this, just doing like an introduction post. It's low risk, right? You're not asking anything from someone. So do something that's low risk, or just launch something that's low risk in terms of like launching a service, and see how that feels. And that will give you the confidence as you go. You'll realize, oh, that was not so bad, right? And then the next time you do it, it's better. And the next time you do it, when you do the actual pay thing, whatever, then it's so much easier. And this is kind of the method that we use in the Visionary Art Therapist membership when I teach how to launch your signature service or signature program. We use this type of method, launching something that's low risk for you to have more confidence and launch the real thing very soon afterwards and kind of guarantee that you get clients. So if you are interested in that, do check out the link to the membership in the show notes. And the last and fifth step that you can actually take to promote yourself and to make that easy for yourself is just think about how you can make your promoting fun, right? I think that we have all these ideas of like, oh, promoting is complicated. Promoting is like, there's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way. I don't feel like I can do it right, right? And there's all this like pressure and to like get clients from promoting and things like that, right? You have the business kind of hovering over your shoulders and you're trying to like make things work, right? So promoting often gets this like bad rep kind of thing because we all have this like pressure to do it well and to do it a certain way and to succeed in it, aka get clients from it and get results. So yeah, there's a lot of pressure. And so that actually makes it worse, right? That actually prevents us from promoting ourselves more freely and more often. So think about how you can make your promoting fun. What would be fun for you? Think about it. What would be so lighthearted, so easy, so fun, so enjoyable for you? So not just thinking about your clients, but just you. So that would be really good to think about. You want to kind of let go of the thought of like trying to get clients even. Just let go of that. Put it aside and just think about what would be fun for you. This question is nice because promotion, you know, promoting yourself and your services, putting yourself out there is really all about the energy that you put in it, right? If your energy when you promote is not that great, it's just kind of like, ugh, I just gotta do this. It's like, such a chore and such, there's so much pressure. I don't love this. I don't like this. If that's the energy that you're coming from and you're promoting, you're promoting by not feel great, number one, first of all. Number two, it's probably not going to get you the results that you want. And it's probably not going to reach the people in the way that you want to reach them. So I always believe that when you promote, it's always so good. It's always so good to have fun with it, right? Having fun is so, so important. Not just in our personal life, but in our business and in promoting. So these are the action steps that you can take. Number one, promote that stuff. Just do it. Number two, take baby steps. Number three, follow a template, follow a guide, right? Number four, launch something that's low risk. That's so much easier, right? There's not a lot of pressure. And number five is finally, just think about how you can make your promoting fun. And so this is a very individual question you have to ask yourself. What will be fun for you? And just don't make it about getting clients solely. All right, so that's all the tips I have for you. I hope that you enjoy this episode. When you do take action and when you do apply the things that I shared here in this episode, it's going to change your business so much. So really hope that you try the things out here, okay, that I shared. Thanks for listening again. I will talk to you in the next episode. Hope you have a good one. Bye.